You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Anthony Cumia in here at Infowars.com. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes, we've had another school shooting, and it's terrible. It's terrible. No one denies that these things are terrible. Social media just becomes a light with people just, you know, we team up. We got our phones. What happened? School shooting. Well, let me get my team. Let me get on my team. And I gotta do the basic rah-rah cheers for my team and bash the other team. Now, of course, the teams are the left, the right, the Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, whatever you want to call them, the usual suspects. Those are our teams. One side, when these tragedies happen, blames the other side for inaction and actually says that there's blood on their hands and whatever their stance is, it has directly contributed to the deaths of children. Thus, then, they must want dead children. Because in this great age of social media and instant communication with our brethren, we take things from 0 to 8 billion in 3 seconds flat. It goes from, oh my God, there was a school shooting. Well, we still have a Second Amendment. You want to kill children. And it goes from, oh my God, there was a school shooting. Maybe we should do something. Confiscating my weapons. Like, it's just, we have no middle ground here whatsoever. We separate into our respective teams and just start throwing crap at each other. And in the long run, and this will prove no different, in the long run, you will see nothing. Nothing will happen. A week or so will go by, if that. A story these days, if it goes a week, woo! Woo! Unless it's like Trump stuff and the actual mass media, the news and whatnot gets a hold of it, then it could last a while. It has legs. Important things like this Russian collusion that apparently no one has seen any evidence of. But that kind of stuff will go on and on. But as far as what we talk about, the people talk about on social media, if a story lasts a week, it was a biggie. Because usually within 2 days, and if you throw a weekend in there, something could happen Friday. You throw a weekend in there, by Monday, no one remembers it. No one cares. It's over, Johnny. So when you get a school shooting like this, it's huge for a couple of days. And like I said, we pair off into our teams. We sling crap at each other's heads. And then we move on to the next thing, like locust. We're like locusts, just destroying what's in our path and moving on to something else. And in that mess of social media, you pick out little nuggets of truth and a lot of nuggets of dishonesty and agenda and whatnot. So let's talk a little about this horrific shooting. First and foremost, I think, you could not possibly have more red flags than have popped up with this guy. The see something, say something, the we need your involvement, the school, law enforcement, social media, parents, friends, parents of friends, all of that. Every single thing that happened in this case was a red flag that literally said, he literally said, I am going to shoot up a school. That to me is more than a red flag. A red flag you have to interpret. That is a flag with I'm going to shoot up a school written on the actual flag. If he did that, which I wouldn't be surprised if it came out, if he marched around the school with a flag. But apparently he was on social media threatening to shoot up the school. He was expelled for his behavior in school, or lack thereof. And everyone that knew of him in the school said, oh yeah, this guy's nuts. He'll probably shoot up the school. He was, one report that I have gotten says that the FBI was informed on a couple of occasions that this kid was probably a problem. FBI and teachers warned about Nicholas Cruz. And still, nothing was done. I guess when he was attending school, he had been banned from entering the school with a backpack, which now kind of tells me, hey, they're afraid he's going to bring something in and hurt people. But nothing was done. So again, we default to the hardware he used. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the guns, the gun. Whenever things like this happen, we run to the gun and say, ah, that's the problem. That's what's doing it. If we just get rid of the guns, no one will want to kill anyone anymore. Or if we just get rid of certain guns, right? Because there are guns, I guess, that don't put holes in people. Is that what I'm led to believe? No? Oh, my staff is telling me no. Most guns do put holes in people, regardless of their type. I mean, after the break, we'll talk a little more about the certain types of guns. But just the idea that the gun is the actual focal point of the left, Democrats, they want what they call common sense gun control. Common sense gun law. Because look at this guy. His actions, they just reek of common sense, don't they? Doesn't that look like a guy that would follow his common sense? Again, no one seems to understand on the left. Seems to understand that laws and living in a civilized society, treating people the way you want to be treated, having emotions, empathy, sympathy, other kinds of ithies, it's not in them. That is why they do these things. They don't have common sense. So they wouldn't follow common sense gun laws and regulations. This guy had one mission, to kill as many people that were in front of him in that school. Now, you could argue that the device he used was perfect for that. A semi-automatic rifle. Perfect if you want to kill a lot of people. But then again, it is a tool. It is used by many other people correctly, by law enforcement, by people that want to defend themselves and their loved ones, by people that are hunting, and by people that want to make sure the government doesn't get out of hand. These are all people that would use this tool in the way it was designated to use. Unfortunately, a maniac with no common sense will misuse that tool and take many lives. The problem isn't the tool. The problem is figuring out why this guy snapped and why the other people snap that do such things. Because call me crazy, but I honestly believe if there were no guns, these people would find a way to kill people. They've done it in the past with the automobiles, bombs, whatever else it takes to end a life. If someone wants to do just that, they will find a way. And again, it's a very convenient way, but a hammer is a very convenient way of hammering in nails. And in the hand of a carpenter, it works wonders. In the hand of a maniac, he will crack in people's skulls with it. It doesn't mean the tool is designed poorly or should be restricted to people. Woman beats boyfriend to death with two frying pans. That's good. I hope she cooked him some eggs before she bludgeoned him with those tools. We'll be back. We'll be talking about this Florida massacre in moments. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Anthony Comia in at Infowars.com. We're talking about the Florida school shooting and, of course, the repercussions. The day after, oh, my God, everyone takes to social media to just yell at each other. And again, a week will go by, if that, and nothing will get done, and we will be more divided and hate each other even more. Thank goodness for that. So what we hear is, the guns. That's what one side says. The guns. We got to ban guns, especially these AR-15s. And then you read, and people think AR stands for assault rifle, and it doesn't. Whoever says that, I just can't listen to your conversation. I have never seen a group of people so adamant about a topic, so passionate about a topic like gun control, that know absolutely nothing about guns. I would assume you would want to do a little research and find out what types of guns there are and how they're used legally by people, the mechanics of some of them. You don't have to be a gunsmith, but Jesus, know at least something about firearms before you you go spouting off about which ones should be banned and why. And these are military-grade weapons that shouldn't be in the hands of civilians. I hope this isn't too technical for people, but the AR-15 is used to kill a lot of people in the shortest amount of time. It's a tool, and that is indeed what it is used for. Or hunting. People do hunt with AR-15s, contrary to some people's beliefs. It is a semi-automatic, which means you need to pull the trigger for every single shot. Every time a bullet flies out of the end, it means the guy holding it, or girl, perish the thought I'm sexist, had to pull the trigger. That's how it works. It's not a machine gun. It's not full automatic. And it's not a military, the version of what the military uses in civilian hands. It is a semi-automatic rifle. Semi-automatic rifles have been available to the general public since probably the early 1900s. If you remember those days. I do, personally. No, of course I don't. But they've been around for quite a while. A lot of them, many of them that perform exactly like your AR-15, look much different. They look like hunting rifles. There is a rifle, an M1 carbine or carbine, depending on how you want to pronounce it. It is a prime example of a rifle that looks like a hunting rifle. It doesn't look like the black plastic military look of a rifle these days, like an AR-15. But it fires exactly the same. It fires the same round. It fires as fast as you pull the trigger. It has a detachable magazine that can be filled with ammunition and popped in. Yet these are not on this wide ban list that a lot of these liberals want. That indeed is considered an assault rifle, by the way. There are other ones that aren't, that don't have the pistol grip. See, if you have a pistol grip and a detachable mag, in a lot of states, including New York, that would be considered an assault rifle. But there are ones that just have a stock, and that indeed, again, would be an assault rifle. Considered an assault rifle. I don't consider them assault rifles. I consider them semi-automatic rifles because they are exactly the same as the other ones with just a wooden stock. Your old granddad's Garand from World War II. How about that? But they do the same thing. They fire as quickly as you can pull the trigger. Now, do you ban those? And then we get to the point I was making before. Do we get to the point where we get guns that don't put holes in people? And then those are okay, but everything else, I've been told, oh, stop with the slippery slope argument. But it is. There is a bottom line end game here for a lot of people on the left, and that is absolute gun confiscation. The elimination of your Second Amendment right. And that is the only way they can fathom saving the children. They use these school shootings as much as the other side will to defend people having guns and carrying concealed, being allowed to carry in these no gun zones, which are absolutely ridiculous. So both sides will fight each other. Both sides will blame each other for the dead kids, and nothing gets accomplished because we are at complete opposite ends of the spectrum. But again, I honestly don't think anyone wants dead children. I think that's where the middle ground is between the two sides. Hey, can we agree? No one wants children lying dead on schoolroom floors. Anyone? Do we have a show of hands? Oh, look, it's everybody. How do we do that? And then you get the craziness. I think there are a lot of ways to at least cut down on the probability that this will happen. Eliminate it totally. Stop. Stop it. We'll post unicorns at the school doors. And the unicorn will spear the bad guy with his pretty glittery unicorn horn. You're talking about a utopia that can never exist as long as human beings are the animals that we are. So don't look for that. Don't look for an absolute solution. But there are certain things that can be done that I think should at least satisfy some sane people on both sides of this argument. And we'll talk about those in a couple of minutes when we come back around from this break. I indeed am Anthony Cumia. This indeed is Infowars.com. And we'll be back in a matter of moments. Did I start the break a little too soon? Did I? I think I did. hello, everybody. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia in Infowars.com. Well, solutions. People want solutions. They want answers. Why did these school shootings happen? Why weren't they happening years ago? Blah, blah. You just keep hearing the same stories. You go to social media, it's the same arguments, back and forth, back and forth. I think, again, maybe if we look at our past a little bit. We like to treat people these days like everyone is this special, special individual snowflake. And how dare you tell them that no matter how ridiculous they're acting, how insane sounding they are, that they're special and should be given the opportunity to express themselves and all this garbage that we've heard over the past 30 progressive years. And the bottom line is, as I knew growing up, some people are just idiots. And some people are just nuts. And that seems to be a constant in our little universe. But instead of treating them like that and going like, hey, be careful around that guy. He's a little They have to be treated with kid gloves and coddled. The coddling that has gone on over the course of a few decades these days has sprung up a crop of kids and young adults that are mental patients, legitimately mental patients. We didn't hear about these things many, many years ago in schools. The community was involved with schools back then. Parents, a good family structure, those were the things that were involved in schools. The administrators and teachers took more of a part in the individual students' lives, not just this mass thing that are the students. Oh, we got to usher them through and get them to the next grade level and then shove their asses out the door and get the next group in. There isn't that individuality anymore where you can really look and see if there are any issues that need to be addressed. And again, this kid, wow, issues. Every red flag went up. So Michael Ian Black, I honestly don't know what he is. I've seen him on a couple of things. He professes himself to be a comic, I gather. But he's saying deeper even than the gun problem is this. Boys are broken. Boys are broken. We're broken. Michaeline Blackpen's powerful thread on violence and masculinity after Florida shooting, boys are broken. Why would you think boys are broken? If that is indeed an issue that Michael Ian Black is saying contributes to things like we just saw yesterday in Florida, these shootings, I profess to you, if indeed boys are broken, you're the ones breaking them. Every damn day we're hearing about how horrible straight white men are. We're just hearing how awful they are. Our society for decades now has just been pushing lump of crap on masculinity and on men and their ability to act like men. And you become disenfranchised. You're feeling like you're some type of pariah. You're going to lash out, especially if you're already half a psycho like this idiot. But if Michael Ian Black thinks that boys are broken, it's because of people like Michael Ian Black and the liberal left that is screwed with male identity so bad over decades that they don't even know what bathroom to go into anymore. They're dressing kids up in dresses at 6 years old and shooting them up with hormones to make them girls because that day he wanted to be a girl instead of a fireman. Like he wanted to be the day before. This insanity that progressives are telling us is the new humanity is insane. They are trying to twist millennia of evolution of the male, the human male, and trying to twist it and bend it into something they want instead of something that we've evolved into over the course of hundreds of thousands, if not a million years. So when you tell boys they're broken, you broke them. We didn't see this crap in what I call the old days. Do you know schools many years ago in the 50s, 40s and 50s actually had shooting classes? Kids brought rifles to school like they would their books and pencils. And went into a basement range at certain schools and shot, had target practice. And these kids didn't just turn the guns on the students and start shooting. They were allowed to be men. They were allowed to be men. They were allowed to walk up to a girl and tell her she was pretty and address her as she. They were allowed to ask a girl on a date and maybe awkwardly fumble for some romance on that night without being crucified and told that they're a pervert and something's wrong with them because they actually want to be in some type of intimate physical relationship with a girl. Insane. Broken. Michael Ian Black and the rest of these Hollywood progressive morons. Look at this cute little tyke with a rifle. Look at this adorable little tyke. But this is like we were allowed to be boys and grow up into men and do things that men have done for thousands of years. And now that's bad. And when these younger minds are so twisted by what they're seeing, Michael Ian Black says that they're busted, that somehow they're broken and need to be fixed. There wasn't school shootings when, hey, kid, you'll shoot your eye out. There weren't these school shootings when kids were taking shooting classes in school. Be allowed to be proud of themselves, allowed to be men. You didn't see this garbage. But when you're so disillusioned and feel like you're the bad guy just for being a guy, then there's going to be a problem. You're gonna get more nut jobs out there. So Michael Ian Black, go screw. Oh, it's the same thing over and over with the leftists and Hollywood. Oh, please. I've seen it on Facebook and Twitter. They come out of their gilded cages, crawl out from under their rocks to tell us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to protect ourselves and our children and what we should use to do that and how we should live our lives. Shut up. Just stop criticizing people for wanting to raise their families in a more traditional sense. For some reason, we have to be tolerant, and tolerance just means put up with. Remember that. Oh, you're not very tolerant. No, I'm putting up with it. Tolerant doesn't mean embrace. It doesn't mean smile and do a dance when you see it. It just means to tolerate. You don't have to like it. You got to tolerate it. And when Hollywood and the likes of Michael Ian Black come out and start spewing their crap, that's when I've really had it. And I've had it even more in a few seconds when we return Alex Jones Show. Anthony Cumia. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia here. Infowars.com. We were talking about, the Florida shooting and trying to come up with a reason. Everyone wants a reason. Everyone wants to know why did this happen? Well, Michael Ian Black says that men are broken. Boys are broken. And that's why this happened. And I submit to you, liberal ideology like that has broken boys. That's the reason why there's so many mental patients. No one even knows how to act like a man anymore. And here's a prime example of something. I'll do this quickly. Mom outraged after daughter was told she can't say no to boys at a dance. This is how dances go in school now, people. At first, Natalie Richard didn't believe her daughter when she said she wasn't allowed to say no to a boy at a school dance. The Utah mom told Fox News her daughter in grade 6 was informed by teachers she had to say yes to the boys who wanted to dance with her at the Valentine's Day dance. The mother went to the school to investigate. She found out the rule's been around for a while. The school basically said that they've had a dance set up this way for a while because they were concerned. They had a concern that it would be nicer. This would be nice. And the boys, you would have no one feeling rejected. And Michael Ian Black is telling us we're broke and schools are doing this. This is how you break people. You don't. It's called rejection. And you better learn it early, kids. You better learn it early because it will be a huge part of your life. Rejection in love, in business, everything. You will see rejection. And if you don't know how to handle it, you're going to go off and you're going to freak out. And boy, with this whole Me Too thing, isn't it odd that they're telling guys that girls have to say yes? It's so counterintuitive to everything they're saying. Then he gets out into the real world. He asks a girl if she wants to go out, or maybe they have gone out and they want to get a little intimate. She says no. He's like, well, they taught me that you can't say no. School says yes. It's insanity. And this is the type of moronic ideology that is driving men batty. And young men's minds are already batty. They're full of hormones and thoughts and everything else. So you start twisting it around and making it even more confusing. And you're going to end up with some real mental patients that might do some damage. How about you let him ask a girl, work up the balls to ask a girl out. And if she says no, well, now you got to deal with that. It's not easy, but such is life. Quickly, before we finish up, look, before 9/11, I remember before 9/11, kids, let Grandpa wax fantastic about the old days. I remember these times. There was a time in, I believe, when I was a child, my daddy actually walked me into an airplane. Walked me right in. He didn't have a ticket. I was going somewhere. I had a business trip at 7. I had somewhere to go. My father was literally able to walk up to the plane, and there I was, and then he left. Well, things happened, and it made that impossible. And now, after 9/11, you see it. There's people, military, armed with automatic weapons at our airports, and we don't even bat an eye anymore. Security dogs, the security you got to go through is it's like a juggling act. And that is the new normal. Well, we'd all like to think that school is like little Nellie Olson and the Ingalls kids going off to the one-room schoolhouse with their lunch pails. Well, that just isn't it anymore. We need security at the schools. You're talking about saving kids. We need security at the schools. And I'm not just talking about armed people that are armed, whether it's trained administrators or actual guards that are carrying concealed weapons as part of the whole thing. But we need a security ritual at schools that will keep these people from getting in. A school should be a locked down area. There is apparently precious cargo inside, and it's treated like an open door policy where any that one could walk in. This has to stop. Sad about it? Sorry. Eliminating guns isn't going to do it. Trying to weed out nuts ain't going to do it. You have to do it at the source. Where are school shootings happening? At school! They're buildings with doors on them. Make sure these people aren't getting in. That seems reasonable. That seems like something we don't have to eliminate an amendment of our Constitution for. How are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? That's what I'm hearing on Twitter. How are we going to pay for it? I am an avid shooter. I am a gun collector. I am a staunch Second Amendment rights advocate. I would be willing to pay an extra tax on guns and ammunition that would specifically go to school security. How's that? Oh, by the way, within 2 years, some corrupt politician will line his pockets and cronies pockets with it and turn it into something for his agenda. But to start, it sounds good. I am absolutely willing to pay a tax on my guns and my ammunition that specifically only goes to setting up security in schools to prevent it. We pay more in taxes and airfare and whatever else it took to get our security at airports after 9/11. We ate it, we realized it was an issue, and we dealt with it. We can do this at schools. Like I said, we know where this happens. At school. So secure the schools. If it upsets you as a parent that your kid is going into what you deem as some armed encampment now, relax. They're going to go in, they're going to learn, and it'll be safer. But these are the times we live in. You could argue the point of why we live in these times until I'm nauseous. And I'm nauseous. We could argue it forever. But the bottom line is, we are living in these times, and something does need to be done about it. And security should be the first and foremost at this point. It's a solution that could be implemented very quickly. It can't be infiltrated by black market weapons after a ban, because that's all that would happen if you ban certain weapons. And we can't depend on lunatics to adhere to our laws and live in a civilized society. So parents, I apologize. But it does seem the only way to keep your kids from being shot in school is to keep people from getting into these schools that want to shoot your kids. And considering that 99.9% of a school is a building and the rest are doors, put the security at the doors and relax and then you can relax that your kids are safe. But it's something that needs to be done. Well, continue your argument on Twitter. I'm going out tonight. I've had it. And we'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Thank you to Alex Jones and all the fine people at Infowars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. You can catch me at CompoundMedia.com from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Thank you. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks.